the things that we glory in, the things that we treasure, are the same things that God despises. And the things that we despise are the things that God treasures. So we're always tempted to look for honor and glory in the things of this world. The Lord is not interested in those things. He's interested in the treasure of the blood of Jesus and crowning us with that treasure. That's his chief interest, his chief goal, his chief motivation. And so the Lord sees history with spiritual eyes, and the Revelation starts to give us those spiritual eyes as well. The eyes of the Lord that look upon death and see life, that look upon persecution and see glory, that look upon trouble and see blessings, that look upon the riches and success of the world and see evil and wickedness. So the descriptions, for example, of the kings and tyrants and those who are something in the eyes of the world, the description that they receive in Revelation is horrible. Prostitute riding on the beast and the beast throwing it off its back and devouring it, and the monsters coming out of the, these are the glorious things. These are the Roman emperors and all the kings with all their pomp and circumstance and everything else like this. The Lord looks at them. I mean, we might be humbled and awed by the vision, but the Lord looks at them with disgust. And yet we would look at ourselves probably with disgust and disdain. Look at what are we? Nothing at all. Just miserable sinners, bags of dirt that can't seem to get anything right. And the Lord looks on us and sees us clothed in the glory of Christ, washed with his blood, bearing his name. We're crowned. Can you imagine, Todd, that when the Lord Jesus looks at us, he sees us wearing a crown? This is stunning. He'll commit to us judgment that will stand on and sit on thrones. And it's an incredible. So I think that's a beautiful way to see it. If you want to see history through the eyes of the Lord and the things that matter to him and the things that don't, Revelation gives it to us.